Max, you were telling us before that this idea is now way beyond the blue sky phase.
Yeah, that's right, Amy and Chris. For the last several years, we've been reporting on David Walker's fiscal wake-up tour, his departure last year from the GAO to head up the Peterson Foundation. Well, now fiscal discipline isn't just a good idea in a movie. Some lawmakers and one top Fed are apparently buying into the idea.
We are on the brink of an opportunity to alter the future course of America.
North Dakota Senator Kent Conrad, a Democrat, chairs the Senate Budget Committee, and he says the former Comptroller General is definitely onto something in pressing for a permanent fix to the country's looming deficit disaster.
Our long-term budget outlook to look like, and you can see by 2058, we're approaching 400% of gross domestic product in debt. Now, that is totally unsustainable. We can never go to that point or anything approaching it because the rest of the world would refuse to lend us the money at rates that we could possibly afford.
All along, David Walker has proposed a bipartisan, bicameral, meaning members of both houses of Congress would belong, commission or task force to sit down and hash out what the nation's priorities should be and how the budget process should be fixed for the long, long haul.
This is way more than another commission, and our formulation is not a commission at all. In our formulation, it is a task force that's given the responsibility to come up with a plan that really gets us back on a more sustainable fiscal course, and that plan gets voted on. Not another commission where the report sits on some dusty shelf and is never acted on. That there is an assured vote in the Congress of the United States.
Now, just so everyone understands, what they're proposing here is something that is very much like the BRAC-based realignment and closure commission process, where a bipartisan panel comes up with a plan, and then Congress can only vote it up or down. No amendments, no changes. What's interesting here is that during the presidential campaign, Barack Obama was very lukewarm to the idea. But Ohio Republican George Voinovich, who has long been a fiscal hawk, says it's different now that he is President Obama.
If you have something that's bipartisan, bicameral, and you have the President of the United States saying it's got to get done, and you've got outside groups like the Peterson Foundation and others that have been working on this to really gin up the American people, it will get done.
And that's Senator Voinovich making the point that now he believes that with the president on board with this idea of a fiscal reform commission or a fiscal reform task force, this idea is going to grow legs. And there's a very good chance now that they're going to be able to push this thing through once they get past all the smaller problems of the fiscal stimulus and health reform and all of those other fun things that are on the table for the president and his folks.
And it's interesting, there was a piece in Politico yesterday, I believe, mm-hmm. that, talking about how the Democrats were actually having troubles getting the stimulus package through through Congress because they called it a stimulus package. So anything that was tied to it that wasn't somehow related to specifically to creating jobs and to stimulus,
right.
Everyone was throwing their arms up.
Well,
and it's exactly what they're talking about.
And it's very interesting, Chris, because one of the other folks who was at this this press conference I went to today, who is a big backer of this this reform commission, Northern Virginia Congressman Frank Wolf, a Republican, he says that he tried to get an amendment to the stimulus bill that would have created this commission, at least the bare bones of it, not the details, but at least agreeing principle on it. And he got smacked down by no less than David Obie, the chairman of the Appropriations Committee, who is very much like another top Democrat in the House, Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who doesn't much like the idea of this. And so we have this interesting little conundrum here that we'll get into tomorrow morning on the Federal Drive. But we should say that there is another top Democrat in the House who does like this idea, Steny Hoyer, the House Majority Leader, who is also a Blue Dog Democrat, a very large group of fiscally conservative Democrats over in the House. He likes this idea. He likes the idea of a bipartisan commission to help hash all of this out ahead of time. So there would have to be some enabling legislation to make this happen. There would have to be a law passed by both houses of Congress, and the president would have to sign off on this bill saying, okay, we're going to start this commission, and then we're going to abide by whatever recommendations it comes up with, and it'll be up for an up or down vote, just like BRAC.
So it sounds as though the political aspects of this are actually starting to make their way through, even mm-hmm. though the president was cool on it earlier?
He was apparently originally cool to this, but we asked them several times about this today. Apparently the signals from the White House now are that President Obama likes this idea, is embracing this idea, and at least would sign off on the idea of a commission being formed if it were to come to his desk.
Now, one of the reasons why David Walker is the former Comptroller General is because mm-hmm. he stepped down so he could be involved in this sort of thing.
Right.
Did you get a sense from him that he feels like he's getting some traction with this now?
Oh, I think he definitely thinks he's getting some traction, Amy. As a matter of fact, one of the other reasons that they called this press conference today at up in the Senate Budget Committee hearing room is that the Peterson Foundation has just launched a $1 million ad campaign. To try and get the message out. The first print versions of this ad came out earlier this week in some of the Hill publications like The Hill and Roll Call and Politico. But they're going to roll this out across the country because they want to try to capture some of this change and reform fervor that's still a residue of the inauguration, and get people excited about this, and get people sending email messages to their members of Congress. They want to try to take advantage of the opportunity that they have to fix this.
But it's so interesting because often you run into the challenge. I mean, everyone talks that they care about deficit
sure.
issues, but when it comes down to it, they care about whether they have jobs.
Yeah.
And that's the issue that's before Congress. And it's interesting, I was talking to a Republican, former House staffer the other night, and he was sort of angry at a lot of the Republicans talking about all these deficit issues now mm-hmm. when they had control over the
right.
Congress for years and they weren't talking. And you've even heard that we've had folks from the conservative think tanks who have
sure.
said that. So there's a lot. It's weird. It's not clear cut Republican Democrat right now.
And to be sure, Chris, Congressman Wolf said to us at the press conference today that he believes that the stimulus package has to go hand in hand with this fiscal reform commission, because he said if you can get the fiscal reform part done and fix the budget process, because that's the other goal of this commission, it would fix the budget process, which by all accounts is
broken. Everyone says it's broken.
Nothing is getting done the way it needs to get done.
Well, they're not passing it most years.
Yeah,
I mean they're just continuing
resolutions for the past couple of years.
Kicking it down the road. And at some point, they're saying, we can't kick it down the road anymore. We've got to fix it
exactly.
now.
Exactly. And that's in part because these are big issues, and you have to make tough choices.
Yep.
And it's hard to make tough choices.
Yeah.
By definition, almost.
But now
they call them that.
Yeah.
But now they're reaching the point where we can't continue to borrow anymore simply because we're running out of countries to loan America the money to fund all of these deficits that we have.
So what happens now?
Well, now what happens is that they're going to try to get the enabling legislation for this commission passed. The Peterson Foundation launches its big ad campaign. I understand that there are also going to be some radio ads and TV ads involved in this, and we'll see where it goes from here. But it's not going to be taken care of right away, but maybe the next thing down the road after they take care of the stimulus might be this the creating this fiscal reform commission.
Max, who are they trying to influence with the ad campaign?
Everybody?
Everybody, you, me, the voter, or everybody, the representatives, or everybody, the lawmaker, or cap, who are they trying to influence?
Inevitably, lawmakers, but also, in a broader sense, trying to gain some traction with the American people, with the voters. David Walker said their goal is to have people start to email their lawmakers the same way that people were emailing during the presidential campaign and getting involved in change.gov and whitehouse.gov.
And very, very, very briefly, because we're coming up against the clock. Mm-hmm. IOUSA was up for an Oscar, not so much anymore?
Not so much anymore. David Walker told me exclusively that IOUSA didn't make the short list for the Oscars. It is on a couple of Critics' Choice lists. However, he did tell me that no less than Tom Hanks has optioned the idea of IOUSA for a commercial version of the movie.